All right, everybody, welcome to the Real Estate Success Strategies podcast. My name is Michael, and if you're a returning listener, thank you for being here. And if you're brand new to this show, well, listen, we have a very fun interview for you today. We have Zach Ginn on with us. Zach, how's it going, brother?
Blessed beyond stress, man. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for asking. Guys, every week we bring on some of the top real estate investors in the country. And this one that you're about to hear today with Zach is going to be powerful. Zach is a 21-year-old real estate wholesaler out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. All right. He runs a very, very large wholesaling business doing seven figures yearly on the coast of Florida. So guys, listen, this talk that we're having today, it's powerful. So make sure you're taking your notes, make sure you're tuned in because this is going to be amazing. Now, Zach, if you don't know, if you have never heard of him or never, you know, been in his Facebook group or consumed any of his content, he actually quit his minimum wage job as a bag boy at 17 years old with $300 and made over $100,000 in profits before he graduated high school. And Zach also runs the largest wholesaling mastermind in the country, called Wholesaling Houses For Real, with over 6,000 members. So Zach, dude, I'm really excited to have you on today because I feel like you have a cool story, but then you also have something that some other people don't have, which is a lot of life left ahead of you. So you're kind of younger, 21 years old, but so thanks again for being here, man. I'm so pumped.
Dude, I'm pumped to talk to you, man. You got to come on my podcast and explain how you ran 48 miles in 48 hours.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh, but dude, that's insane.
Yeah, man. I love it because we both have our same heart. We're both young. So I think this this podcast will definitely resonate with the younger crowd. But if you're listening and you're just getting into your real estate journey and you are on the older scale, I would say, not to put you down or anything, we want you to know that this podcast is going to be for you as well, because we're going to give you some insights and some tactics you can use to wholesale and start your real estate investment journey. So Zach, give us a little rundown about who you are and how you even got into real estate. I know you were a bag boy, but give us a little context to that, because I think you have a very cool story.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having me on here. So my name's Zach Ginn. I was 17 years old, basically had no money at all. My dad, a lot of people know him, Rick Ginn. He's actually another real estate wholesaler out there in Port St. Lucie, Florida. So basically from the age of 14, I was a bag boy, 14 to 17, minimum wage. That's what I did. And basically high school wrestler. That's kind of all I cared about. I was pretty decent at it. And basically at 17, I knew I needed more. I never had enough money, and I basically always had to pay for my stuff. So knew I needed something. And my dad kept going in his office and he kept just having like $20,000, $30,000 checks. And I'm like, I got to figure out how this dude's doing it. So went up to him, asked him, hey, can you teach me how to do this? And he basically said, no. If you want bad enough, you'll learn it yourself. Like, this is not the business to be doing. Very stressful. He did not want a teenager getting into this, that type of stuff. And Port St. Lucie, there's just a lot of shady people there and a lot of crazy people too. So definitely not the healthiest business to get into. But basically, he told me how to do it myself. So went his shelf, read a bunch of wholesaling books, all from the 90s. And I figured out I had no money to do any direct mail or anything like that. So basically, I went to a local print shop and printed all the money out of my bank account on bandit signs. And during my senior year of high school in the summer, I started putting bandit signs outside my high school wrestling tournaments throughout the whole like coast. And unbeknownst to me, the stop signs outside of high schools are like perfect for putting bandit signs out. So every like week I do a wrestling tournament, I'll just stick like 40 out, and that's all the money I had. And back then I was technically in high school, but I was taking full-time college classes since I was 16. So I had a little more time on my hands. Basically I was at my American history, one of those. And I got a call from the first bandit sign call, and I left the class. I got kicked out of class actually, cause I had a phone call and I left, answered it. This guy, it wasn't my first call. It was like my third or fourth, but it was my first real one. And he said he needed to sell. He lost his job, his engineering one here in Florida, and he had to go upstate. And he said, you know, I just want to sell it. You're the first like sign I called. I was like, you know, can I meet you in like a couple hours? And I skipped class, went up, drove to see him, basically, I didn't know anything about real estate. I was 17 years old. Unbeknownst to me, I was not allowed to sign a contract. So before I left the house, I told Dad, I'm going to get this contract. I'm so excited. And he's like, Zach, you know, you can't go to the appointment, right? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm going right now. I'm going to get this crazy deal. He's like, you're 17. It's actually illegal for you to do that. So he came with me on the appointment. He didn't say a word on it. And I negotiated a deal around, I think, like $70,000. My dad actually had to come and sign the paperwork with me. And I actually sold it for, I think, 95, made 25 my first deal. Eventually, before I did a couple more deals and had actually went by myself, had Rick in the office go sign them. And he actually let me keep the money, which is pretty nice of him. Turned 18, kept running it up. I was still doing full-time school and I made about 100K before I graduated high school. And the rest was history.
Love it, man. Well, you got so much that was packed into just that short conversation. One, I think this is a good example because everybody watching, the thing that Zach, you did, and you could probably attest to this, was you just took action as a beginner in high school. And I think as the younger we are, the less stress we have so we can go out there and less, I guess, responsibility we have so we can go out there and take massive action and who cares if we fail, right? But I think it's something that we can actually take a part of in every single factor of our life, regardless of what age you are, is taking massive action is going to get the results. And that's what Zach did. So another thing I want to point out was, what was your reaction when your dad told you, no, I cannot teach you this business?
It's pretty disheartening. Now, if I knew how tough this business actually was before getting into it, like I figured out pretty quickly, you need to put 10,000 hours in talking to sellers before you could easily make 100K with your eyes shut. That's pretty daunting. It'd probably be a lot easier to go do drop shipping or e-commerce or something sexier where you can easily make millions of dollars within a very short period of time by just being lucky, or, you know, day trading or something. I probably would have done that if I knew. It turns out wholesaling is a lot safer, but it's just a lot more sweat you got to put into it. So it probably would have, it would have been nice if he taught me it, but honestly, you have to put your own 10,000 hours in talking to sellers before you can do it. And it changed my life, but I appreciate he did it that way.
Well, no, I think it's cool because I'm sure that people tell you, oh, the reason, you know, you have a successful business is because of your dad. Has anybody ever told you that?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, see?
Everybody.
And people just assume whenever these successful real estate investors, I'm not talking about just Zach, I'm talking about anybody. They assume, oh, their parents have money, or, oh, their family, maybe someone passed away and they got it from their grandparents or something like that. When in reality, a lot of the successful people you see in real estate, actually, they just put in their time. Like Zach said, you have to pay your dues. So dude, one, I just want to say I'm pumped. I'm excited because you did something that a lot of people, you know, aren't willing to do, which is putting in the work. And I just think it's, man, that's an amazing story. So you graduated high school. And did you decide, like, ultimately, like, okay, this is what I'm going to be doing? Like, I know you're only, what, are you 22 right now? 21? 21. Okay. So I know it's not been a long time since you probably graduated, a couple years or a few years anyway. But when you graduated, did you say, hey, this is something I'm going to commit my life to, or is like the career path I want to go down? Or did you ever decide you wanted to do something else? Or maybe did you have that thought?
Well, okay. So first of all, without Rick, I would be nowhere. So all props to him. Like, I would not known what wholesaling was. I'd be a day trader. Honestly, if I probably got in day trading, I think I'd do pretty good too. So all props to him. But I basically knew this is what I wanted to do ever since I got my first deal. Like, I mean, I don't know how much I made in a year as a bag boy, but this was before the minimum wage hiked. So it was $8 an hour and I was working 30, 40 hours a week. So making 25K in a week, I was like, why would I ever do anything else? And I did get a full ride scholarship to college. And I mean, I was there, was doing virtual. But so really quickly, so I did get a full ride scholarship and I did 2 semesters at university, and then I came back home, did the rest online while wholesaling full-time. So I did figure out what college was about and I learned all the career paths, and it's like capped at 300K, big management. I easily could clear that way more in wholesaling. So I have a huge passion for this business. as you can see, I don't charge any courses. I don't do any coaching. Like, I just love this business and I love talking about it. And I just do it all for free because I actually love this stuff. Most coaches, they don't love it. They do it for the money and they don't have a passion for it. I fell in love with this business and hopefully for the rest of my life, I could be doing it. Not wholesaling, like exactly. I love real estate in general. So my true passion's in wholesaling, but I absolutely love sub twos, rentals, like anything in real estate I love. So in general, real estate, it's my passion. Love to do it the rest of my life. God willing.
Yeah, man. Well, I love that because a lot of people, they think of wholesaling, they think of flipping, and they think they have to do it forever. And I like that you said that because listen, you can use wholesaling to get you where you want to be. You can use flipping houses to get you where you want to be in life. If you have a dream of, for me, I love vacation and I love vacation rentals. I would love to own a place down in Costa Rica on the beach. You know, that's just me. And so I like that you said that is that who knows if you'll be wholesaling full time, but you have a passion for real estate and it could be a vehicle that takes you to your passion. So I love that, man. And dude, as you guys can tell, his heart is pure. This guy, he gives out free game all the time on YouTube. So make sure you look him up. They are on Flip with Rick on YouTube. You can check them out. He also has a Facebook group we'll be talking about in just a little bit. But so let's say you start putting out these bandit signs. Let's talk about the how. So you put out these bandit signs. You got that first deal at 17. Did you continue doing bandit signs or what did the marketing look like after that?
I mean, what's a 17-year-old kid to do? I just made 25K sticking signs out and I went $300. So I only like 200, 300 signs. I just bought more signs and just kept sticking more out. That's it. Like, and then I quit my bagboy job after my second deal. I had like 50K in the bank. I was like, okay, well, that's as much as I'll probably ever make at a bagboy job. So let me just go all on the bandit signs. Filled up the garage. My mom's mad. She was real mad at me. I filled the garage with bandit signs, all those boxes, stakes. And I was just cutting, sticking. That's all I was doing all day long. I was up at like 3 a.m. sticking signs out so the code enforcement wouldn't see me, allegedly, if they're watching this. But that's all I did. I started pushing bandit signs out like crazy. And I was just hustle mode. And the first 2 years, that's what I needed to do. I needed to learn how to talk to people and actually go on enough appointments where I could eventually hire people to do it for me. So I don't have to work in I love wholesaling, but I would not be happy on acquisitions appointments all day. That drive me nuts. I love wholesaling, but like not the whole hustle mode side, but for 2 years, it was all hustle. That's all I did to get to the point where I'm at now.
Gotcha. That's awesome. So looking back to how you used to do things with bandit signs and everything, what's your operation look like now compared to then?
Yeah.
I know you're at a lot bigger scale now, so I'm sure it's a lot different.
So eventually, basically from college, did a bunch of virtual wholesaling, came back, did wholesaling by myself. And eventually I'm at the point where it'd be better if me and Rick kind of combined heads. And we basically work together in the business now. He doesn't do any he wholesales like technically, but like he doesn't do anything in the business anymore. I'm technically running everything, but I don't run anything at that point. Basically it's all delegated now. So we have marketing, acquisitions people. Dispo's weird because we do a lot of wholesaling and then we'll have like dispo people doing it with us too. But basically it's like 5 hours a week of work for me and we just keep the machine going. That's really it. I could do $1 million in profit, like seven figures if I wanted to by myself, but I'd be working 90 hours a week and you will burn out quick. I don't care. Right. Like Kobe loves basketball, but you play basketball 14 hours a day. You're not going to like it. So that's the big key of why I'm still passionate about this business, but we're heavy in direct mail, heavy in SMS, heavy cold calling. And we just do what works in our local market. 80% of all of our deals are in our local market here, the 772 area code. And then 20% are like virtual stuff. I'm trying to scale that up even more, but really that's it. We got the direct mail, all of our marketing done. VAs are handling a lot of it. Goes into Podio, our acquisitions manager. We'll go there, get the deals done. He's absolute killer. And we just get our deals done, man. That's it. It's really simple. Like it's not complicated. I don't have this huge funnel framework, like super secret hack. Like you just talk to sellers and get contracts and sell it. That's it.
Yeah, man. The more people you can be in communication with, the better, right? So that's powerful. I mean, I've actually talked to several other successful wholesalers and several you know, others in different countries and even, you know, here in the, you know, nationally. And I found that a lot of them, the key to scaling is delegating, right? The key to scaling a successful wholesaling business is you got to step out of that role of me and change it to we. You know, so that's awesome that you're only spending, you know, that 5-6 hours, whatever you said, 5 hours, you said, roughly a week on that. That's awesome, man. So what are some of the biggest lessons you learn from Rick?
Yeah, I mean, there's some great ones. I would say the best one I can teach anyone watching this is what I literally say a million times. Repetition is the mother of success. So anyone who watches any of my stuff will know. Rick has taught me the number one thing is when you're talking to a seller, you got to be a human. Don't be a salesman. Literally try to solve their problem and actually care about what they think. It helps when you're naturally empathetic. Like if you see a natural disaster, you feel bad for someone. That's kind of me. That's Rick. Like I'm naturally, I care about someone's situation. So if it's a probate, someone's like mother died, like I'm feeling for them. Like I'm right there. Like it hurts me hearing their situation and trying to help them out. You going to someone says, okay, your mom died. Well, we just to take $50,000 for the house. No, their mother died. You talk about them and what they need right now. Like, how are they doing? You need a tissue? Like, let's talk about something. You know, someone wants to sell a house. I'm not, when I'm meeting with a person, I'm not talking about the house half the time. I'm talking about the fishing equipment that they got. And I'm talking about the tarpon bite on the river. Like, it's not about the property. It's about the person. The property will come. Once you got the rapport built, it's there. Our acquisitions guy has to compete with 7 to 8 different wholesalers every single deal I do. About 4 direct mail pieces a week, at least 1 or 2 cold calls a day, and another SMS or two. So our biggest secret is we take so much action and effort into rapport that we get more deals than anyone knows. Like our average deal is about 30 to 40K. The average wholesaler here is about 10K a deal. It's that extra spread. It's not because I'm bidding with other wholesalers. It's because these wholesalers are hugging me at the closing table, thanking me. So the biggest lesson he taught me is you build rapport and you actually care about the person.
You can't teach that. That's powerful, man. Yeah, that's powerful. A lot of people go out there and a lot of us, I shouldn't say us, but a lot of people get into wholesaling more of a me, right? This is a business for me. I want to grow my bank account. I want to grow my legacy. When in reality, a lot of what we're doing is in the service of other people. A lot of what we're doing in real estate is to help. We're problem solvers, right? We're solution givers. You know, and that's so true, man. Like this deal that we're getting ready to close on in a week, it's the same way. An older gentleman, he just reached out from a bandit sign here in our smaller market. And he was like, hey, my wife passed away. I need to move in with some friends down the road. I just want to sell this thing. And then through building rapport and become a likable person, you know, showing them that we care, he sold to us at a discount because he liked us. And now that's just a benefit of building a relationship with them and actually helping them. So, dude, I love it. Everything you're saying is so true. And man, you guys are so, like, to be honest, I'm going to let you guys know, I've never had a personal conversation with Zach just through social media. So this interaction here is blowing my mind. Okay. So, you know, I've watched them on YouTube, I've watched them on Facebook, and they're super genuine people online, but to actually hear them say this themselves shows a lot about them. So I'm going to keep giving you all plugs. I'm going to keep encouraging you guys to go check out their information and their knowledge. So how do you go about picking, you said you're virtual. So how do you go about picking a virtual market then? So I know this is kind of changing. We went from learning from Rick, but how did you go about doing that? Is that something that Rick kind of recommended or just something that you learned yourself to do expanding markets?
He was not a virtual guy at all. Very old school, started 2004, like direct mail or market. Like I came to him in 2017 and I was like, have you heard of SMS? And he's like, no. I'm like, hey, it's not good. And then Lead Chirpa, $500 a month. That was the best deal I've ever had in my life. Now I don't use Lead Chirpa anymore. I use Batch because Lead Chirpa's got some different algorithm things now, but I was using Lead Chirpa because they were unlimited at the time, $500 a month. I was sending like 4,000 texts a day. It was the greatest thing I've ever done. And it's like saying you bought Bitcoin like 4 years ago or like 7, 8, like the arbitrage on the amount of the ROI you'd get was the greatest. So I got him an SMS, cold calling. I actually started cold calling because I didn't have money for direct mail. So, what was the question?
So I was just asking how you guys decided to go virtual.
Oh yeah. So Eventually I, well, okay. I got into virtual because I was in Gainesville at the time, and Gainesville, it was not built out back then, 2018. So the wholesaling market was not that good. Bandit signs didn't work out there. And I knew Port St. Lucie very well. So I started cold calling my dorm from 2 to 7 PM every single day, Monday through Friday, for basically those two semesters. And then for basically a year straight when I was 17 and a half to 18 years old. That's all I did for a year straight was cold call. And I learned pretty quickly about Dotloop, DocuSign. And I just started wholesaling like that in my dorm room. And I figured out if I can do that in Port St. Lucie, and it's a pretty competitive market, when I went back to Port St. Lucie like 4 months later, why don't I just try like way cheaper places? And eventually I went on Facebook. This is the hack I give to everyone. This is, you got to pay money to like get the stuff. But what I did was, I'm the farthest guy. I try to keep my ego out of everything, but I use other people's ego to make a lot of money. That's what I love doing. So I went on Facebook. I actually went to Max Maxwell's group and I searched a bunch of kids my age who don't know jack squat about wholesaling or talking to sellers. And I was seeing what they were doing. Because if these guys who don't know anything about talking to sellers, they have no experience, and I have way more experience than them even like a year or two into it. If they're somehow getting deals, it's got to be a hot market. And of course, these kids, you know, they make no money and then they make 10K and they got they buy the watches and the stuff and they're bragging because they want to seem cool in front of people in their Facebook groups. I just got this killer deal in Knoxville, Tennessee. And then they posted the address, the hottest zip code I've ever heard. Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh, you made 10,000. They post again and he makes another 10,000, the same zip code. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Whole list, start cold calling it, hook from there. I see other kids that they're talking about North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm just eating up these zip codes. And it's like, those markets are so much easier than where I'm at. It was like a no brainer for me to do. And this was SMS back then too. So SMS was killer. And, back then, cold calling was the it thing. I was the only one really doing SMS in those markets, and it was killer. But that's how I got into virtual wholesaling, and that's how I picked the right markets. It's just kids who, if you can get into wholesaling with no experience and you're doing deals, you got a pretty good market. And I stole them. But yeah.
that's what we would call arbitrage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. That's awesome, man. So just using the success of other people and feeding off of it and learning from them. I wouldn't say stealing, but just learning from other people and seeing what's working for other people is how you do that. That's awesome, man. A lot of the information, guys, that you are seeking is right in front of your eyes. There's so many people that were out there looking for all this information, when in reality, it's right where we need it, right in front of us online. So don't go out there and don't go with, don't stop taking action just because you seem like you can't find the information. You do have the information. You have the power. You have the knowledge to do whatever it is you need to do in real estate. You just have to start doing it and taking action. So that's awesome, man. So let's talk a little bit about right now and your vision for the future. I know you said you have a passion for sub-2 and other things like that, but I noticed right now you're doing a lot of wholesaling and you're doing a lot of other things outside of wholesaling. So what's the future look like for your all's business right now?
Yeah, the future is looking pretty good. Obviously, I am actually looking forward to a market downturn. That's very exciting for me because I just buy up all the creative finance deals I can. Just because we get a lot of money and net profits. And obviously I want to find a way to use that for more money. And you hit a point in a population of 200,000 where you can only do a certain amount of deals. That's why we kind of expand to in virtual. So obviously I want to put my money somewhere. So the future, we're looking really into creative financing. We're excited about it. I mean, our average ROIs, we'll take over a mortgage subject to for $5,000 and we'll make like $6,000 in profit. Like the ROI is amazing. So the future right now, the market's insanely hot. So what we're doing is we're just buying properties and we're literally putting $1,000 into them and throwing them back on the market. Rick also owns a real estate brokerage. So we whip some of these realtors into shape pretty well. So that's what we do mostly. Again, 80% of our deals, we'll just wholesale them. And then like the crazy crack homes or something like that with the roofs caving in, I'll just wholesale that. But most of the time we're just buying it and we're throwing it back on the market. We got our own funds. So we squeeze an extra 10K out of each deal and it works for us. So that's kind of
what we do. Yeah, I love it, man. That's what we're doing right now a lot in Kentucky as well, as we're doing a lot of wholesaling. The market's hot right now. So let's talk about creative financing. You mentioned that. What if you were a listener right now and you want to learn about creative financing, where would you go to even learn about that? Because there's some people that are listening right now, they're like, what in the world is creative financing? Like, I've never even heard of that in my life. So one, where would you go if you were a beginner learning about creative financing? And then two, why creative financing?
Yeah. So number one, you should go to your IRS and check how much money you made last year. If you did not make 100K into wholesaling, I would 100% dedicate all my time into getting at least 100K a year in wholesaling. Let's focus on one thing, analysis paralysis, you go crazy. So make sure you're at least making 100K a year before we get started expanding to that. That's just my personal thing. Next is creative financing. I absolutely love it. It's, I mean, you want the definition of it or?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's two types of creative financing in my books is either when you take over a property subject to or a lease option. So creative financing works either way. It's when the deal doesn't have enough equity or your seller wants too much money for it. Again, I'm not a lawyer, CPA, financial advisor. So take it as you will. Some states, a lot harder than others to do this in. So for example, that's how I teach in like Port St. Lucie. We had this deal and the lady owed, I think, 100 on the house and it was worth like 100. And we just gave her $5,000. We took over the debt. I know she took the debt in her name. We took the deed over and we're just paying the mortgage off for her. And we gave her $5,000. We can put a renter in there. And we're making about, I mean, it looks like it's $8,000, but after everything, it's like $6,000 in profit. Six divided by five is like over 100% ROI. So that's the reason why we do this stuff is we'll get 100% ROI on our rentals. Plus we get equity buildup on it. If I go buy a property on the MLS right now, and you know, rent it out, I'd be at like 10 and right, praying for appreciation at like 15%. That's where we're at here in Florida. And Florida's like hot right now because everyone's moving to Florida. So, 15% versus 100%. That's kind of what it's way easier for us. You can wholesale those. That's why we love it too. Again, another option here is with our deals is a lease option or, you know, structured payments on a deal where if we have a seller, if you're watching this, you know, this, the thing's worth 100K. Let's say that last seller, but she has all this equity. She owes, let's say nothing on the property, maybe like 5,000 on the house. And she wants 130,000 for this house that's worth 100 because Zillow says 120. Most guys throw those leads away. They don't want to talk about it. From us is we're like, okay, we'll give you the 120, which is, you know, that's 20K more than what the thing's worth. Like, yeah. Okay. Well, we'll give you the 20K, but we're going to have to get payments on it. And we explain, we'll give you a quick, very tiny down payment. We'll give you payments every single month. And at the end, we'll probably cash you out. This is called a lease option. And basically that's what we do. So, and this, I wish I had a whiteboard on me, but we'll literally give them like a $2,000 down payment. We'll find a rent-to-own guy who'll give us $5,000. So we'll net three. We'd like to get 10. And then we'll pay, quick numbers, $500 a month to her. And then we'll rent it out for like $1,000. So we'll make $500 a month. And at the end, let's say it's $120. We'll sell it to the rent-to-own guy for like $150. And we make money in the beginning, middle, and end. And
love it, those, man.
Massive deals.
It's powerful. So like we said, where would people go about finding these techniques? Where would you send someone to learn about creative financing?
Yeah. I mean, our YouTube channel is pretty good. Obviously there's some really good ones. I mean, I would read Invest in Debt. Like if you're a very like savvy guy, that's a huge book by Robert Allen. I could be wrong. But I read that book. It was like a textbook. It just opens your eyes on a lot of things, but YouTube right now is pretty good. The one thing I can tell anyone watching this is if you do a sub two wrong, you could get in very legal trouble. I always deal with a lawyer. They're always with a lawyer on a subject two deal. Lease option, you can mess it up. So it'd still be fine. So be very careful when it comes to subject twos. I'd be extremely careful when it comes to that, but they're massive opportunities and they're legal. You just got to make sure you do it right. If you do it wrong, you're taking over like someone's mortgage. You just got to make sure you're doing it right. I tell kids, go guns a-blazing once you're 18 at wholesaling. Like you can't really do anything too bad. But subject to is just be very careful. But YouTube's the best one out there. There's plenty of books on it, but honestly, I think YouTube teaches it enough.
Love it, man. Love it. Then YouTube is like the ultimate educator right now. So you can find it anywhere. Google it. But man, I love it, dude. Man, it's powerful having you on here and just sharing your knowledge. So man, let's just end this out with one more conversation. What is advice you would give to someone who is new in real estate? They just probably seen an ad on Facebook from someone saying that they can get in real estate with little to no money, or maybe they just found you on YouTube. What advice would you give someone who wants to start creating wealth in real estate, but maybe they're just brand new and don't know where to start?
Yeah. I mean, obviously our YouTube channel, Flip with Rick, my humble opinion, it's the best one out there. But the one thing I can tell you, if you're brand new in this business, either you got money or you don't. This is very controversial. You go into Clubhouse, no one will tell you this. You walk into a Clubhouse right now, it's like, buy my course. Give me 4K, give me 5K. I recommend no one buys a course for wholesaling. I think you should put all that money into marketing and you should do it. I give free courses away. I recommend you don't buy anything. You got plenty of stuff on YouTube. I like podcasts, but I think YouTube's better just because I'm a very visual guy. So if someone can explain a wholesaling deal, like write it down for me, or they'll bring a vlog and kind of explain the situation, it's a lot better. So the best advice I give, you go on YouTube, absorb as much information as you can, not from just me, from as many people as possible. I don't recommend you buy any courses. I think you spend $10,000 on a mastermind course, you're behind the eight ball, because that $10,000 could go very far in direct mail. So that's the best advice I can give, like wholesaling wise, is you just absorb knowledge. You have to put 10,000 hours in. If you want to guarantee you make 100K a year in wholesaling, put 10,000 hours in talking to sellers face-to-face. It's almost second nature from there. The next piece of advice I would give is you got to figure out if you're scared to get into wholesaling or not. You got to wait till the point where your fear of having a job or your fear of being broke, the fear is greater than how scared you are of actually getting into it. Once the fear of not making money and not living your dreams and you realizing you only got one life is greater, that fear is greater than your actual want or desire to actually do it or you're scared, you'll get nowhere. So that's it, man. You got one life. It's just how you want to live it. Do you want to live a life where you make a bunch of money, not work that much, or live a life where you work 9 to 5? If you're married, have kids, it's harder to see them if you're working that much. So pretty easy thing for me.
Love it, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you sharing your heart. And where can people find you at? I know we've mentioned the YouTube channel a few times, but do you actually have any like Instagram? Do you have any Facebook pages? Or let's talk about the Facebook group. Where can people get connected with you, man?
Yeah, just go to Wholesaling Houses for Real on Facebook. It's the largest real estate mastermind. There's a bunch of guys that have bigger Facebook groups than me, but no one goes live every Friday on a mastermind call like I do. So I'm calling myself the top one out there. Just because it makes no financial sense to do a live every Friday and just give free coaching information, like absolutely for free. It makes no financial sense. I've done the math. I could have made easily over 500K last year if I just sold courses in my groups and my YouTubes. I don't want to do it. I think having my reputation and just, you know, giving my stuff out for free, I'm trying to make a legacy and an actual impact in wholesaling. So Wholesaling Houses for Real, where you can find me on Facebook. Michael said he never talked to me in person. He hasn't, but if he wanted to, all he has to do is go on Facebook, go click the link and I'll be right there. Go as long as I want, answer all the questions. I'm not scared.
Love it. Love it, guys. We'll get connected with him. I'm going to put his links in the comments below, in the description below, so you guys can get connected with Zach and Rick. So, thanks again, man, for coming on, guys. If you like today's podcast, do us a favor, like always, click the button below to leave a review and rate our podcast so we can get more people listening to this and so we can share this with people and investors around the world. So guys, thank you so much. Just a reminder, we also have a free real estate group as well called the Real Estate Success Group on Facebook. Feel free to join in. We go live in there as well and share some free events with you all, some free giveaways. We all do all kinds of crazy stuff in there. So make sure you're tuning in to the Real Estate Success Facebook group. So guys, thank you for listening. Zach, thank you for being here. God bless you all, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you.